The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 17. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. He's up here sleeping away, as he always does, but he's keeping Liberty locked down. Before we jump into this week's episode, I want to remind you guys about the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So if you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, in the upper portion of the page there, there's a tab for the store. Click on it, you're going to see the best items. The best. We got mugs, t-shirts, laptop cases, phone cases, more mugs to put your coffee in with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and some other mugs with different libertarian-esque and anarchist-type logos and phrases and things like that. So go check it out at CoffeeBreakLiberty.com. And when you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, go ahead and stick around for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. I'm telling you, sign up for the newsletter. Because one, I don't send out newsletters, so you don't have to worry about your inbox being spammed and filled up with newsletters. Two, you're going to get a discount code right then for 10% off of your first order at the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com. Sign up for the newsletter and get yourself a mug. The first thing I wanted to talk about for this week's podcast, it's kind of a distraction, but I want to point out how it's a distraction because it got everybody going for a little bit. And that is John Cena apologizing to the Chinese government, in Mandarin, by the way, which was pretty impressive, for calling Taiwan a country. And it's very strange to see this guy, this big, muscular, you know, American guy. He did a movie where he played a U.S. Marine apologizing to the Chinese government and I guess the people, I don't know, for calling Taiwan a country. It's a distraction. It's definitely a distraction. But I think it's a little interesting, right? For those who aren't kind of paying attention for the last 15, maybe 20 years, you know, maybe a little bit less, probably about 15 years. The Chinese in general, you know, their movie studios have been injecting a lot of money into Hollywood movies. You know, they're not made in Hollywood anymore. A lot of these movies, you know, you go to the movie theater, you see these movies. Oh, this production company, this production, it's got five or six different production companies. And most of them, if not all of them, are now based out of China. So it's very interesting to see that these people are just protecting their wallet and their paycheck. And I get it, but my goodness, man. You got to apologize to the Chinese government for calling a place that considers themselves a country, or many of the people there at least do. And you're going to apologize to some other country that is committing genocide right now? Why on earth would you apologize to a country committing genocide? Now, I get it if you're under coercion, right? But it's not like somebody had a gun to John Cena's head. Somebody just threatened his paycheck. That's all it was. They threatened his paycheck. I mean, you know, people have sold themselves out for less, but now we know that John Cena will, I guess, sell himself out for however much he thought he would lose. But yeah, the distraction of this, it's interesting. It's a little interesting. Maybe it's not that interesting to some. It's very funny. Produced a lot of good and funny memes. But, you know, don't apologize to the mob. And yes, the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, or at least communist in name, is part of that mob. Don't apologize to them. They're committing genocide against a select group of people in their own country. Why would anybody ever apologize to them? It's just a lesson, I guess, you know, and something we can all kind of watch and be aware of, right? These people that are fake, they play, they're actors, they're just make-believe. John Cena's one of them, and he has no issue apologizing for a fact that he said. for a fact. He's going to apologize for it. So quite frankly, the guy's a coward. He's got no backbone, or it's at least bought pretty simply, pretty easily. Like I said, though, it's a distraction. Just something to keep in mind, though. It produces a lot of funny stuff. But these people are cowards, and they apologize to the mob. You and I, we can't do that. We have to be better than that. The second topic I wanted to talk about tonight was something that AOC had said earlier in the week. It was coming out again. She had said something very similar a few weeks ago, that she is now in therapy because of the riots on January 6th at Capitol Hill and all that, when she wasn't even in the building, by the way. She was in a totally different building, and the building she was in was not, like, overrun. But she still needs to go to therapy now, and she says it's like she served in war. Yes. Oh, yes. AOC knows exactly what it's like to serve in war, because a building that she was not at was overrun by a bunch of people wearing Viking hats that stood in line. Yes, AOC is crying these, what is it, you know, alligator tears, crocodile tears, whatever it is, these fake tears. Again, we've seen her do it, you know, since her campaign, since her job, rather. Since she started in Congress, she went down to the border. You know, there's those famous photos of her crying at the border fence or whatever, the detention centers. But now that there's over 10 times the amount of people in those detention centers, she's nowhere to be found. She's not gone to the border to cry yet. And you know, though, if this is what it's like, if honestly, if terrorizing, if this is what it takes, you know, to get these people to seek therapy. They're warmongers, so they need more than therapy. They need Jesus, in all honesty. These people bomb and starve people all over the world. But she needs therapy because somebody in a Viking hat stormed, you know, right? They stormed that building that she wasn't even in. It's all theatrics. It's another distraction, right? And we're going to get to what's going on here shortly. I'm going to get past these two distractions, talk about something else, and we'll get to what's really going on. But it's another distraction, just so she can get more clicks and more likes and more tweets. But man, if that QAnon shaman ever gets out of jail, I say go do it again, brother. Go do it again. Terrorize those warmongers. Have them cowering behind their desks where they belong. They belong in worse places, but I can't say that. I'll get taken off, well, not really the air, but the 10 people that listen to this podcast won't be able to listen to it anymore. We don't want that. We want this podcast to grow to 15 people. If you follow the Facebook page, you did see the meme I made about it, and I hope you all got a chuckle out of it. These people are insane. Like, these AOCs insane, QAnon shamans insane. They belong in a cell together, honestly. Just let them talk it out. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine the QAnon shaman with his Viking hat talking to AOC, and they're just trying to hash out the problems of the world? I would pay to see that. And that's probably where these lunatics belong anyways. Granted, I'm not for imprisoning people that haven't committed a crime. And I don't really think the QAnon shaman committed much of a crime. Federal trespassing. All right, fine, whatever. It's not much of a crime in my book. There's no victim. It's not really a crime, right? But again, we just see the theatrics of it all, and AOC is once again at the front. A side note before we get into the final topic, I guess this would be the third topic, maybe. Michael Malice has a book that has come out recently in the last week called The Anarchist Handbook. I suggest everybody buy a copy. This book is selling like hotcakes. I got my copy. I'm thrilled. I cannot wait to read it. My reading list, though, right now is about 40 books deep. When I get to it, I don't know, but I hope to get to it soon. It's definitely jumping up the list in front of a lot of other books. And this week, for a while, it was number one on Amazon in the nonfiction. Number one. So this book is selling well. Michael Malice said the other day on Twitter that he has made more in royalties in 1 week off of this book than he did throughout the entirety of his previous book, The New Right. In 1 week, he's made more in royalties. This book is selling like gangbusters. Go pick it up. It's on Amazon. There's probably other ways to pick it up too if you don't like dealing with Amazon. But I'm telling you, go pick it up. It looks like a really interesting book. Sadly, I haven't gotten to read any of it yet except for the cover, but I really look forward to it, and I hope you all look forward to it as well. So once again, that's Michael Malice's book, and I'm not getting any money for this, but that's Michael Malice's book, The Anarchist Handbook. Go check it out. The last and final topic for this week's podcast that I want to bring up, I guess it's kind of a two-parter. It has to deal with firearms and their regulation and things like that. For those who are not aware, the ATF, their nominee, is now being questioned by senators and going through that whole process, being vetted and everything. His name is David Chipman. I've talked about him before on the podcast. The man is a lunatic, and he is very deceiving, right? Deceitful, be a better word. He straight up just lies to these senators when they ask him. Granted, you know, senators don't really deserve the truth. But he is under oath, so there is that. Straight up lies to these people. You know, they asked him, can you define what an assault rifle is? This guy at one point was on one of the fire teams for the ATF. He knows exactly what an assault rifle is. He's been enforcing those laws for decades. He was unable to define what an assault rifle was for the senators. He wasn't able to do it. It's ridiculous. They should have held him to the fire, called him a liar right to his face, because that's what he is. He's a liar that wants to get a very powerful position, enforce arbitrary laws against those of us that have firearms. And the last major event that he was involved with, if you're unaware, was Waco, Texas. He was in the ATF during the Waco incident, which saw the burning alive of women and children and men. And this is the guy that now wants to have the head position at that agency that burned these people alive? It's unacceptable. How can these people, the Democrats, think he's good? The Democrats praise this guy. He murdered. He was complicit in the murder of American civilians. By torch, no less. By burning them alive. He was complicit in this act. He was there. He thinks it's a good thing. He also thinks every AR should be banned. And of course, how do you enforce that? Well, you enforce that by kicking down doors of people that have ARs. You enforce that by going into their homes. This man is evil, and he cannot get this position. And I'm afraid that he will. Hopefully, no new laws will be written that he gets to enforce. Sadly, though, the ATF kind of enforces whatever they want. They can make rules up as they go and enforce those rules and those laws. It doesn't have to be a law. Right now, the ATF is coming up with another rule for enforcement for what they call ghost guns. They're just gun build kits. And it's so arbitrary that, my goodness, you can enforce it on anybody that seems to have been within a quarter mile of somebody that has a gun build kit. If you looked at one, it's probably enforceable against you kind of situation, right? David Chipman and his kind are an attack on our human rights, and they want to use people with badges to do it. And they clearly have no issue with killing Americans, killing people in general, to do it. They want to limit our rights, and they will kill people to do it. This is unacceptable. We need to pay attention to this stuff. Honestly, I'm afraid he's going to get confirmed, and I think he's going to get the spot. When that happens, we'll have to take it from there and see where things go, right? We'll have to see what action he takes next, if any. Like I said, hopefully no new laws will be written that he can enforce. They can pass a few rules here and there at the ATF. And usually what those are is more like clarification stuff. So like right now with the ghost guns, the gun build kits, they're just clarifying what those are so they can enforce it. It's not really a law. It's kind of in this gray area. Sadly, though, what happens is they come, they take your stuff, and good luck getting it back. They may not charge you with a crime, but to get your stuff back, you're going to have to take them to court. You'll never see your day in court, and you'll never get your guns back. And then maybe you'll have to answer, you know, they'll change the ATF form, too. Oh, have you ever had firearms confiscated by the ATF? Whether it was in a crime or not? Oh, you have? Well, you can't buy any more firearms legally. The ATF is an unconstitutional organization, and the person that is trying to head up the job is flat out evil. I don't know what else to say about this guy, but we need to keep an eye on him. We all need to be aware of what he's doing. Our rights, our human rights, are in danger every day and are at risk. And David Chipman is one of these people that would just love to take more of them away. Before I hop off for the week, guys, I want to remind you of the awesome and amazing affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com in the upper portion of the page, next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab. Click on that affiliate tab. You'll get a little rundown of what's going on, and you'll see a banner for Bluehost. Bluehost, if you're wondering, is the hosting service for this website and podcast. That's who I use to host this stuff. They're a great company. They do a really good job. And if you click on that link and start a website and use Bluehost through that link, you're going to get a discounted rate. And when you do that, because everybody should have a website, so when you do that and you get that discounted rate for that awesome hosting service and that amazing website, let me know about it. When you let me know about it, I'm going to give you a free plug on not only here, the podcast, but the Facebook page, the social medias, that would be the Twitter, the Instagrams, all that stuff. You're going to reach thousands of people with free publicity when you use that affiliate program. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, look up for that affiliate tab in the upper portion of the page, and check it out. Also, guys, I want to remind you that about every week seems to be the norm now. At Fridays at 9 p.m. Central, we're going live. I go live on the Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and my personal Instagram. So if you guys want to watch me record this live, it's kind of fun from time to time. You can ask questions. I can answer questions. So go check that out. Every Friday, 9 p.m.-ish Central is generally when that happens. It goes down. So go check it out. And it's when I go live. I also want to wish you all a happy Memorial Day weekend. And I just want to remind everybody, you know, what it's about, right? It's about those that didn't come back. It's not a day for the veterans. It's about those that didn't come back. You know, they shouldn't be forgotten. Can't let their names go unwritten and forgotten. But, you know, the best way to honor them in the future is to make sure we don't have any more of them that don't come back. So enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Hope you all have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon.